All right, we're officially starting Banyan's Online Supervision Meeting, Volume 4. The topic for tonight is Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff about direct suggestion. I guess when I got started with all this dealing with multiple emotions and ISCs and all that stuff, I was putting the cart before the horse. What I want to do is to take some time and really get into the intricacies of doing direct suggestion work right. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. Let me synchronize everybody's screen here and make sure that we're all on the same page. All right, so everybody should be seeing a picture of me up in the top left-hand corner, and it says Volume 4, Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. If that's not right for you, please let me know now. All right, I just moved it up to where it says Agenda for the Online Supervision, Volume 4, Doing Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. All right, in class, we don't really have time to get into the intricacies of what's this and what's that, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Then when we get done with that, I will open up for questions on anything having to do with the topic, direct suggestion hypnosis, and after we've answered those questions, I'm ready and looking forward to hearing any questions that you might have about your clients or anything that's come up since last week. And let me start off with, thanks for being on board. All right, number one, what is DS? Well, DS is short for direct suggestion. All of us five-pathers, we know that very well. Direct suggestion is when you directly suggest something to your clients. It's not covert. It's just you look at them and you say, you are now a non-smoker. Or you say, every time you rub your fingers together, you will feel very relaxed. Simple, straightforward, the easiest thing to master in our career field. But what I notice sometimes, and I thought it was really kind of strange at first, almost shocking, was that there we'd go through our 100 hours of training, and we'd turn out these hypnotherapists that could do some of the most complicated techniques, like age regression, and then they would get just a little bit shook over something as simple as direct suggestion. So I'm going to take time today to really kind of nail all that down for you. So number two, how long does DS last and what affects how long it lasts? See, all direct suggestion is not created equal. It's because all hypnotherapists have different skill levels. It's because your clients bring all kinds of different things to the game. Let's look at some of the things. A, how well the direct suggestion is written. Well, gosh, a well-written direct suggestion is going to last and be more effective than a poorly written direct suggestion. As a matter of fact, you know that a poorly written direct suggestion could even have a backlash. If it's too negative, if you give someone the suggestion and you tell them to say it to themselves 50 times a day, and that is, I stopped thinking about food. I don't think about food anymore. I don't think about food between meals. If they keep saying that to themselves, they're going to be thinking about food all the time. So we want to remember some of the most important things about writing direct suggestion. Before I go there, let me tell you, there's really two kinds of direct suggestion I'm going to be talking about. It's not really in the outline. But let me kind of give you a heads up on this. There's direct suggestion where you just have a one sentence. Like, you are now a non-smoker, and you're going to be a non-smoker for the rest of your life. With that kind of direct suggestion, we really have to be careful that we're writing it well. It needs to be positive. It needs to be simple. It needs to be measurable. These kinds of things that you got from class. Not going to go into that in a lot of detail, but the most important thing is that it needs to be as positive as you can. It should have a reward on it, all that good stuff. That's old news for you guys. Then the other kind of direct suggestion is really anything longer than that, like a script. It might be a few paragraphs long or a few pages long.